Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is exploring the possibility of deporting U.S. citizens to other countries. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump has sent hundreds of Venezuelan immigrants to a prison in El Salvador, and he's openly in favor of doing the same with American citizens who have committed violent crimes.
If it's a homegrown criminal, I have no problem.
He said the Attorney General is reviewing U.S. law to see if deporting citizens is legal. During an Oval Office meeting, the president praised El Salvador's leader for imprisoning the immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Southern California is rocked by a strong magnitude 5.2 earthquake near San Diego.
USGS seismologist Elizabeth Cochran in California says it was felt far and wide and rattled people, but there are no reports of major injuries.
I noticed the shaking, but it was not frightening.
She says the earthquake was an aftershock from Sunday's 3.3 magnitude quake along the same Elsinore Fault, but
the magnitude 5.2, now that it has occurred, we now call it the main shock because it's the largest earthquake, and we now call everything that happened yesterday foreshocks.
Cochran says to expect even more aftershocks. I'm Julie Walker.
The man who allegedly scaled an iron security fence in the middle of the night, eluded police, and set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion has been denied bail Monday after a brief court appearance. Cody Ballmer did not enter a plea to charges that include attempted homicide, terrorism, and arson. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 312 points, the Nasdaq rose 107, the S&P advanced 42. This is SRN News. Holy Week is here.
It started with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant arrival in Jerusalem. Some Christian denominations mark each day in some fashion, but most single out Maundy Thursday in honor of the Last Supper, and of course Good Friday, marking the day that Christ was crucified. It all culminates with Easter Sunday, when most of the 2.4 billion Christians on earth will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Members of a 104-year-old Pasadena synagogue that was burned down in the Los Angeles fires in January are celebrating Passover as best they can. Many community members lost more than just their homes in the fires. They also lost special items such as Kiddush cups and Seder plates that are commonly used during the traditional holiday dinner. Another synagogue in the area and nonprofit have launched efforts to replace those items for the fire victims. This is SRN News. And we'll have that report in just a moment. Stocks rallied worldwide as tariffs eased. Traders were keeping their ears tuned to any signals from the White House. We'll have that story in just a minute. A long sliver of federal land along the U.S.-Mexico border that President Trump is turning over to the Department of Defense would be controlled by the Army as part of a base, a move that could allow troops to detain any trespassers, including migrants. More details at srnnews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Keith Peters.